For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, what is going on, and welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, The Beautiful Game of Life, part of the Believe Network. I'm Ramsey Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com. We got the co-executive directors of Vibes in the building, Bridget Flores, Julio Monteroso. What's going on, y'all?
What up, though?
Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum.
Try getting you
No, we're not going to do this every time. Yeah. We can't do this every time. That's not how we're going to start every single episode with a fake soundboard.
I have an idea. Y'all just wait till I'm going to Mexico in December, so y'all just wait when I come back. We're going to have props up
It's
going to
be like a La Cucaracha.
We're going to switch it up for 2024.
No, but we have a very special guest. Another in-person guest. This is like we've had a stretch of very illustrious guests in the building. Multi-talented media personality, host, multi-hyphenate. You name it, she does it. Jessica Black in the building. What's going on?
Do I need a little sound? Yeah, I need my old little sound. Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it. That was a really, really nice intro. I'm just a football fan, soccer fan, like everybody else. Love the beautiful game, and I'm here to talk to you guys about that. I'm so excited to be here, you guys. This is amazing. Our conversation, like before this, I was like, the vibes.
We were getting into
Pass
it.
Pass the vibe check. Whether we won't say what song she put on the Alexa playlist,
but she brought the vibe.
It passed the vibe check, and we were all judging her and in the moment, and she passed.
So. She's one of us.
Yeah.
If you ask me to set the vibes, I'm gonna do it. I'm make sure I can have the aux cord. Okay, yeah.
She can have the aux cord. I'm reliable. Play the whole playlist. She's got it down.
Yeah, because we've canceled episodes. Like they put on a song. It's like, all right, you know what? Actually, we have technical difficulties. one of our mics broke. We're gonna have to postpone this.
We are now playing Carita's Whispers again.
Oh man,
the vibes are here. We're in person.
Yeah,
love to see it. I'm not the only girl in the space, and I love that.
Let's go.
Women in sports. Period.
Yeah, let's do it.
Shout out to y'all. Yeah, for real. And came in with the LAFC jersey too.
I know, reppin'.
I had to. I love my LAFC, but honestly, Arsenal let me down so badly today. Okay,
yeah.
So I was like, I'm not putting that on. Not today.
I know.
But I'm with my LAFC Vela on the back.
There you go.
And not. I was never a Galaxy fan. I had to figure out something. And like when LAFC came around, I was like, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
This is me.
Would you say
similar to y'all too?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Same. We kind of have that same story where it's like. I think Julio definitely had more of an experience with Galaxy growing up.
Yeah.
I didn't really have a connection.
Okay.
I mean, but it was only because
under the bus.
No. Only because like he has stories that he's gone to games with his dad and he has a connection with like some of the players. Like my family didn't grow up as Galaxy fans. But yeah, we can definitely vouch to say that we're LAFC fans.
Let's go.
Ramsey, we gotta like, come on, Ramsey. Just
are you a Galaxy fan?
I'm not. Okay, listen, I've gone through this
for what reason?
multiple times. No. So I am a coward. I'm not a Galaxy fan. I'm not an LAFC fan.
It's out.
I'm a coward. Right.
Courageous coward.
Yeah, you know, so I toe the line between both. We obviously work with both LAFC and LA Galaxy. And, you know, you have to maintain a professional relationship with them. So it's like half of it is not like being a politician, but it's like, you know, like I can't really put my feet in one.
Either one.
Yeah, so I'm like a fence sitter, habitual fence sitter, which is not the best place to be. But, you know, I recognize it. And I recognize what both bring to the table. Obviously, you know, what LAFC has done in being able to connect to fans like you guys. And honestly, to me too. Like when, because I'm into soccer later in my life. So I didn't grow up like a huge soccer fan, and I was aware of the Galaxy mostly because of, you know, David Beckham, and they had a guy named Kobe on the team too, so right. Like that was Kobe, like he was like Jones. The other Kobe, yeah. But seeing what they were able to do to connect with everyone in the city, or at least a large part of the city that Galaxy may not have been doing because they didn't really have the competition breathing down their backs, and what LAFC brought to the table, now Galaxy have all of a sudden started to try to put that effort into, you know, getting into places that they haven't before, and so it kind of makes everything better. And obviously, the rivalry is great. You know, we've been to pretty much every Trafico, I think, right? Like
most of them, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not saying like we don't like Galaxy. It's like we obviously give them credit, and
right.
We
and I think give we're pretty fair. I do think that
we
you guys
are fair with both sides.
They're so different.
Yeah,
right. Two clubs are so right. different.
Extremely,
they have different vibes.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. The last of the major pro sports leagues is off and rolling, and college basketball is ready to go as well. BetOnline remains your top spot for all your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, and NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions. All the hoops betting action, along with every sport available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first bet. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Obviously, Galaxy are like the OGs, mm-hmm. they're the trailblazers, the starters. They had so many big players come through there from different leagues. And so everybody that I know from like across the pond that knows anything about MLS always references the Galaxy, mm-hmm. which is great. I think for me, what LAFC for me is just, I love the way that they played. Vela's obviously there as well, so that's my guy. He played for Arsenal, so I felt that connection. And I just, you just have a feeling sometimes with the club where it doesn't really make sense, but you're like, that's the team that I'm gonna follow. So of course, like, I've been to many Galaxy games, of course, like I'm from, you know, I'm from the area, but LAFC is definitely my club, even though I respect both.
Right. And yeah. they both bring a lot to, and have brought a lot to the city, like, and we can't front that. Like, we're gonna appreciate that. But it's the connection, right, that one has on a personal level to the story and to the context of the team. Okay. I love that we started with LA and that we're talking about LAFC and LA Galaxy. But I would love to know, like, what gave you that connection to Arsenal?
Oh man, okay, so it's a good story. My Arsenal story essentially is just, first of all, my mom is my best friend. So me and my mom are very, very close. She's like the best person ever, and she's the type of mom that always wants to be close to the things that I like to do. And so any like sport I wanted to play, she always was like, wanted to be a ref, wanted to be really connected, wanted to be the team mom, all that kind of stuff. My dad coached sometimes too, and so I actually liked to watch the game when I was growing up playing soccer, which is odd because most girls that I played with did not like to watch. They didn't think it was fun. Mm. I was like obsessed, you guys. Like, you know, you get obsessed with something, you're like, actually, this might be an illness. Like, I need help because I'm so obsessed with this game. And so my mom would find me like games to watch. And so we watch a little bit of MLS and the women and all this kind of stuff. And then one day she came in and she was like, because at that time they would only show certain games from the Premier League on TV, so you'd only really see the best teams like Manchester United, you know, and stuff like that. So my mom was like, oh, Jess, you need to come watch this. You need to come watch this team out there. This guy named Thierry Henry, she's calling Thierry. She does not know this guy's name, but she's like, you have to go see them. They're amazing. And so I sit down in front of the TV and I'm like, that is my team. This is my team. Because for me, I've always been like the only black girl in my class, the only black girl on my soccer team. So seeing a team full of like black players that are playing so the fluid, the football, it's beautiful, and like Arsen and the Klassenol and all these things that really resonated with me made it so easy to choose Arsenal. So ever since then, I've been like a super fan, just, you know, following the team, watching the games. I've gotten so many opportunities to go watch games and experience things at the Emirates, go to Highbury, do tours and everything, and it just, like when I say like it's like top priority for me, like sometimes I'm like, do I love this more than like everyone else? Like, what is it? You know, because I'm just like, I love Arsenal so much. So yeah, like that's my Arsenal story. Always started from like my mom being like such a good mom and being so supportive, but yeah, it's my life. And so like I dedicate my life now basically to following my football team,
right,
and creating content. Yeah, like that's it.
And you're doing big things.
Thank you.
Shout out to your mom.
Shout out to moms.
Yo.
Shout out to moms.
Do not make me cry on this pod, man.
We're just going to give her some, you know, her flowers. She deserves her flowers.
Yeah. My mom is, she's that girl. And she loves Arsenal as well. Like, she doesn't just help me. Like, she's actually become very, like, engaged with Arsenal, even, like, sometimes more than I am. Mm-hmm. So going to games with her has been, like, a highlight of my life as an adult, is being able to, like, take her to games and buy her kits and all this kind of stuff. And just, she loves it.
I love
it. She could come
that.
And sit on this couch and
talk about it.
She could talk you down. She could talk you down, okay? She knows her football,
That's so dope. To have a bond, you know, like, I think we all can attest to that. Like, you experience something different when you bond over a sports team, a sports game, a moment. Yeah. And to have that with your mom, it sounds like it's like an even more meaningful thing.
It is, especially because, you know, I think a lot of people don't have strong relationships with their parents. And, you know, I look at that and I'm like, I don't want to take it for granted. So the fact that my mom and my dad are so present in my life, and anything that I wanted to do, they went above and beyond, drove me to, you know, San Juan Capistrano, to places up north, everywhere, just to like support me, is a big deal to me. So you know, shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Black. You guys are those people.
We appreciate you. You're up next.
No, they had a bunch of tournaments in San Juan Capistrano,
that's like the everywhere. Went to go watch the U.S. women the other day and drove up to San Diego and actually drove past the fields that I used to play at. I'm like, this was far. My parents were doing the most. 6 o'clock in the morning, drive me up there. So San Juan Capistrano, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I think that your story, you know, it's not a traditional route that parents want their kids to take, right?
Yeah.
And like, you're breaking barriers, you're showing them that there's opportunities beyond the traditional, the linear that we see so much of. But to hear like they supported you and they were willing to, you know, give you the support and the resources that you needed to get to where you are,
I wanted to do, they really did support me. And, you know, I'm an only child, so I think they put everything into me, so I want to give something back. But at the same time, like, I struggled to figure out what I wanted to do, because I'm in my 30s now, and I'm just now figuring out what I really want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Took a while. I really struggled, especially during, like, the pandemic, because I had a website designing business, and I liked it, because I'm a very creative person, like, naturally, like, that's what I want to do. I like to be creative. And it just wasn't fulfilling at all. Like, I was just kind of doing it for the sake of doing it. And during the pandemic, like, obviously there was no soccer on, so I wanted to connect with other fans, created a Twitter, somebody asked me to be on their show. Then I was like, oh, this is really cool, created my own channel, She Knows Arsenal. And I would have never thought that that would take me to where I am now. So it's not even like, you know, I was planning on doing this. Like, I have a degree in sociology. I went to FITM just around the corner. Like, I went to fashion school. It took me a long time to get where I am today, but I wouldn't have been able to do it if my parents weren't so supportive. Because anything I wanted to do, they were like, as long as you're giving it 110%, we're going to back you.
Yeah.
So having good support system, not everybody has it. So I try not to, like, act like it's nothing, you know, because some people don't have that backing, you know?
Right. Especially in sports, like, I say this all the time, like, I think growing up, I always thought that to be in the sports industry, you had to become a professional soccer player. And, like, I didn't recognize that there was other opportunities in soccer or in sports, you know, aside from, like, being the athlete.
Yeah.
And then as you grow up, you get exposed to, like, other opportunities and other careers and other things that you could do that could take you into that, like, networking space. And so to hear you doing that it's great.
Well, what you guys are doing is, like, opening up opportunities for other people to create content on their own. And that opens up doors, because if you don't have a traditional background, you didn't play. I didn't play professional.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it even harder.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to school, having a broadcasting degree makes it really hard. But being visible and creating your own place to, like, speak about the sport and, like, your expertise and stuff like that is going to allow other people, young people that don't get to go to school and do this and stuff like that, to feel like they can still be a part of this industry as long as they are creative mm-hmm. and open those doors for themselves. And it starts like here with like what you guys are doing and like what I'm doing. And that's like my main focus, is to open up doors for other people, younger people that look like me. You don't have to go to school. You don't have to have that degree. Get your camera out and get a mic and start talking about the sport. Mm-hmm. Somebody will see what you're talking about. Yeah. Send them your stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's all I've really done. That's it.
Yeah.
And like, you're great at it.
Thank you.
Yeah. But that's the thing that's like, you always hear like all this stuff about social media and how it's like terrible. And there's like this, and which I agree stigma. With some of it. Like it's not exactly the healthiest place to be. Mm. But one of the positives is that it kind of democratizes like, who, like, where you can get, like, who can talk, like you said, anyone can grab a mic, anyone can grab a camera and talk about and be stuff that they're passionate about. It doesn't even mm-hmm. have to be about sports. It could be about, you know, cooking. It could be about anything, really. And you don't really need to go through the hoops of getting a broadcast degree. And we've had, you know, multiple other creators on this show and kind of talk about the changing wave of, like, sports media specifically, where, you know, like the ESPNs and all the kind of bigger names that you watch on TV, that's great. But at times it can kind of get stuffy, it can kind of get bland, it can kind of get, you know, it's not really exactly what I'm looking for. Whereas I can put on a podcast, or I can put on, you know, I can turn on a show and listen to like dudes be funny, or like, you mm-hmm. know, girls be funny and like, and talk about stuff that they're like truly passionate mm-hmm. about, and that they're not just like given a script from ESPN to read and be like, oh, and you know, this happened today. What do you think about this? And it's like stuff like people actually care about. And you can tell the people that are like truly successful about it, they care. And it's like, this is what they are. And mm-hmm. this is, you know, everything that they like truly are passionate mm-hmm. about. And like, I think that's something that's been positive.
People want to see people that look like them and talk like them, talk about the things mm-hmm. that they love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't want to see some guy in a suit who doesn't look nothing like them, mm-hmm. talking in a way that they don't talk. They want to see people have fun. Sports are fun. Like, it's supposed to be loose mm-hmm. and vibes and banter. And I just feel like people are really moving away from the suits talking to you about the sport. They just want the real, you know? So it is opening up opportunities. And I think this is the best time if you want to be a part of sports and any type of sport, and you want to start getting involved in the industry. Just start, because people are really looking for people just like us to work in this industry. It's open now, which is great, because maybe 10 years ago you had to have a degree. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. none.
You just need a camera, like you said,
or a
social media platform.
But also, you have to have talent and passion.
Talent,
so like,
passion.
This is true.
So like, don't just throw something on out there and
practice
like,
makes perfect.
You know, yeah. But make sure it's something that you care about and something that you can articulate.
Yeah,
because like,
don't try to like fake it, because people are gonna know. People are
gonna
call you
out
on the fakeness.
They're gonna know.
Yeah, that's true.
How are they gonna know?
They're never gonna know.
You're gonna know. So before the show, we were talking about you living in London, and so you lived in London for a period of time.
Yeah.
You talked about, you know, the perspective of MLS from out there, but what was it like just getting a chance to be kind of in the heart of you know, football culture and being so close to Arsenal, the team that you love so much?
It's different, you know. I'll say it's different. I don't think I've traveled a lot, so I've been blessed enough to travel a lot that it wasn't like a huge shock for me. But trying to work, meet people, integrate was a little bit more difficult, because sometimes people will just hear your accent, hear where you're from, and they just completely shut off. And so it was a little bit difficult. I was lucky that, like, not lucky, but my boyfriend was there, so he helped me a lot. But I thought it was a little bit hard to break through at times, for people to just listen to me and what I was saying from face value and not just like not listen because I'm American mm-hmm. or whatever. But that was probably like the only thing that I'm gonna still like get through it. Like, this is my personality, is very much so like, you're gonna love me, you just don't know it yet. Like, you know,
but you'll get there.
You're gonna get there, because I know that once people hear you like multiple times and they understand that you really care about the sport and you know what you're talking about, it'll happen. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to be patient, and I'm willing to wait my turn. But being near Arsenal and being able to just go to games for me is a dream come true. I just love the game day experience. It's something that I don't take for granted, because like I mean, it's just so fun to watch your team play, and like whether you win, draw, whatever, it's nice to be around the people that love your team as much as you do. And supporting a European team, especially one in the English Premier League, it's so different than the MLS because people are connected to that team from birth. Mm-hmm. If your dad is a Tottenham fan, you're a Tottenham right. fan. If your great grandfather is a Everton fan, you're an Everton fan. Yeah. And the rivalries are something that like I've never experienced before. So being immersed in that was definitely something that I really just want to continue. And I found a new thing that I really love, which is recording the game day experience. I really like vlogging and showing people like what it's like being out there and like being around people that really truly care about the game the way that you do. So that was great. I'll tell you that the food is not good in England.
The okay. stadium?
In general.
The food, just in general.
Yeah, how's the tailgate? What are they cooking for the tailgate?
I'm sorry.
Bangers and mash.
Like, I don't want to hate, but it's not good. Okay,
it's not there.
It's not good.
We were
it's
having tomahawk steak at the Galaxy game for the tailgate.
Yeah.
The food, I mean, we definitely have them beat on food.
All right.
Probably, like, the music is fine.
Okay.
The food's not good. Mm-hmm. But being near the game is worth the food not being that great.
Eating okay. fish and yeah. chips for the food. Yeah. Hey, dinner look,
I can't have it all, right?
I don't eat chicken or beef or pork or anything like that. But going to England and not eating those things is like, wow, this is going to, because in California, everything is like geared towards right. like, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm a pescatarian. Child, I was eating so much fish and chips. It was like every single day fish and chips. What you got, fish and chips, you know, because I couldn't eat any like the pies or the bangers right. and mash and all that right. kind of stuff. But I would say anybody that has the opportunity, if you can save up your money and go to a game, like whether it's Real Madrid, whether it's Barcelona, whether it's AC Milan, go over there and experience it. It's so much fun, and the people are great. Food's amazing, like in Italy and France and stuff like that. So just go and have a good time, buy yourself a kit. Have it's yourself a moment, because it is so much fun. And it's different than going to an MLS game, even though MLS games have their own vibe
right.
that I like as well. Mm-hmm.
You know what? We're not going to Nashville anymore. We're gonna go straight to Europe.
Yeah, we're gonna pull. No. So we have like four different trips that we're like kind of planning. We're gonna pull. It. We're gonna pull that all together and just make it international.
You just need a bigger budget. Yeah. There you go.
Hey, we're riding
HR.
We're riding off all that. We're riding off all the travel expenses.
I sent them a TikTok about how to like write off things on your business.
Don't put it in there.
It's clever.
Shout out Nate. Hey, shout out.
Shout out Nate for that video.
Why not
make it happen?
Yeah.
Wait. When did you go to your first like Arsenal game?
Oh man, my first Arsenal game was in 2019. Unai Emery was the manager, and we played against Brighton, and we drew 1-1. I remember it like it was yesterday.
What was the weather like?
It was actually sunny but cold, so
what
you still had to have like a jacket and stuff like that. Yeah. I had on the O2. Like the old like Nike kit, and my mom was with me, my dad was with me, and I just remember being so disappointed because we drew, and it wasn't a great game, but the atmosphere was great. It was nice being around the fans and stuff like that. But that was my first game. I also went to a game during right before COVID, on like February, early February, And I remember before going to the game, watching the television, and they're talking about like. Like this thing is hitting people, and people are like stranded on cruise ships, and they can't get off because there's this virus. There's this something. We got out just in time. Because as soon as we got back to the United States, it was done.
You would have been stranded.
It was finished.
There.
I would have been stranded.
Over there,
exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Fish and chips for like
forever.
That's the worst.
I think you
would have switched it up because you had to, not because
I would have had
to.
Survival.
Right.
Survival of the fittest, you know?
Introduce
the
things some
you
do. Chicken and some beef maybe.
You're like, what if I just
chicken? But I'm gonna pretend it's fish today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fish and chips with different type of alcohol.
Yeah. Right.
Keep the fish and chips with different type of alcohol.
Exactly. So yeah, that was like my first experiences going to Arsenal games.
And then for me personally, I've chosen to support Arsenal because of the kits that they've had in the past.
Okay.
And I'm nowhere near like the diehard fan that you are, like, but like the vibes that they have, and especially like some of the players, like you mentioned Henri, like Ian Wright, like just like you know, a lot of like just yeah. like sauce, like and in those jerseys too. So it's like that's
Arsenal what, own the streets,
yeah, right.
Arsenal fashion club,
yeah, exactly, exactly.
If you want to do fashion, you want to be an Arsenal
and,
fan.
And then
okay?
even now they do like the retro collections every yes. year. They do, you know, like a lot of their like training yeah. like kits are like. You could tell that they put an effort into, you know, making it wearable off or outside of the pitch. But what are some of your favorite Arsenal kits? Because I think there's a lot of just Ooh. Classics.
I would say probably the burgundy.
That's the one. Yeah,
the
yeah.
burgundy kit with the gold O2 is probably one mm-hmm. of my favorites. Also the white. I think it came out the same year. We had a white one with burgundy shorts. That was one of my favorites. The O2 yellow with the blue. That's like an iconic one
right,
that like
right.
anytime you look up like the battle at Old Trafford where Arsenal and United went at it at the end of the title race, that's what they were wearing away at Old Trafford. It's an iconic kit as well. I really like the... of the recent ones last season with the collar, I thought that one was
yeah,
really nice.
Yeah.
It was nicer than the one from this season. There's so many. I actually skip all of the Puma kit when we were mm-hmm. in Puma.
Yeah.
Disaster. But most of the Nike kits and a lot of the Adidas ones I really love. I'm an Adidas person. So when we switched over to Adidas, I mean, we had one that had like marble on it.
I remember that.
Y'all,
yeah.
okay?
Yeah.
The black one that we had last season with the gold. So it's a goodie as well. So those are kind of like my favorites, but I would say out of absolutely all of them, it has to be the yellow and the blue because of how iconic it was when we won the league unbeaten that season. Mm-hmm. So it has to be that one for me.
Yeah. The Invincibles. Yeah,
yes.
Right?
The Invincibles.
Yeah. And had something I was gonna say, but
I can't get it out.
Yeah,
get it out, Ramsey.
No, but
don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Know, yeah,
it's Arsenal.
Yeah.
Oh. He's nervous because we didn't go to the Arsenal event out here. We went to AC Milan.
Oh, that's right. Ooh. Yeah, but.
I'm a Man U fan.
What? Tour.
Yeah.
So the Champions Tour.
I'm a Man U fan, so.
We did.
I'm a Man U fan, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not going to talk to him. So
that's why I've been here just like, let it go off. Go off,
okay,
queen.
Okay, but the menu, the forest green and white, that's a pretty hard jersey, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're long sleeve, like what is that, new color, whatever. It's like white, not off-white.
It's like cream. Yeah,
cream.
One that you guys have. The one that you guys mm-hmm. both have. Yeah. But I remember what I was going to say. It was.
There you go.
Does the season make the kit, or does the kit on its own stand alone? Because there's a lot of, like, nostalgia when it comes to kits, and that's why I think like the retro, like 90s, even though like those kits were by and large more like wilder with their designs, like with the patterns, like especially like, you know, like the bruised banana, which people did not like at first and kind of grew on.
But
like
we want things in it, and I think that's the difference.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So is it the team that makes the kit, or is it the design?
It's the team.
Yeah.
I think it's the team, because it could be as ugly as it wants to be. If you win something in it, it instantly becomes a classic. Mm-hmm. So I think the memories that you have of the kit end up making it make it iconic. I think we've had so many kits over the years that we haven't really won anything in that I haven't had as much of a connection. But like I said, like the yellow and blue, it wasn't nothing when it came out. I don't think people really loved it, but because we won things in it and some of our favorite players of all time wore it, it became special, like especially like in my heart. So it's definitely the team that makes the kit, yeah. You know?
And that's why I think the Puma years are also kind of forgotten too, because the team just wasn't great.
I mean, if we had won anything in them, maybe, but like even they were too tight. I'm not a Puma person anyway. I just thought, get this out. Like, this is so bad. But yeah, we didn't win anything mm-hmm. in it, so yeah. That makes a lot of sense too. Yeah.
Do you say like Puma or like Adidas or like? So, have you picked up on any of the like the British?
Some
lingo?
Of the stuff that they do say is like really cool. You know,
like aluminium.
Not aluminium. Horrible bosses.
Yeah.
not necessarily that, but just like the stuff that they say when it's like, oh, like I can't even say it because obviously they
do it
a lot.
Just do it. I hear this.
Like when they talk about like banter and like
oh yeah.
It's like, I don't even know. I can't even think of it right now, but I haven't really picked up on a lot of the phrases. I like hearing the stuff that they say, but like, have you guys ever watched like Top Boy? Have you guys watched Top Boy? You guys should.
Not yet.
If you guys aren't watching Top Boy, you guys should, like, in terms of like shows, if you don't have anything to watch, watch Top Boy, because like, when I tell you, like, I love watching that, it's like, kind of like drug dealers and stuff like that, right, in London, but like the stuff that they say, like, oh, where's the food, fam? Yeah, like, that's, yeah, like the drugs and stuff, yeah, like that. It's, yeah, really cool. And like, it's so bad, because if I try to talk like that, I sound so bad. But if you get a couple of glasses of wine in me, it might come.
You'll
out.
Be like, yeah, we're gonna do it.
The
innit
start flowing. The innit start flowing, right?
It'll
be like Ali G in the house.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was there for a year. I know
exactly. But so, I do think sometimes, like when I do my shows or something like that, like you could probably hear some things. Like I have picked up on some things, but I try to not, because I'm not trying to get made fun of out here.
Right. Right.
Like I'm not gonna be like Brad Friedel, who he played overseas for a while.
Yeah.
They made fun of him because he pretended like he had an English accent. Never me. Yeah, will never be me. Couldn't be me. No.
Right. Yeah. So we're not gonna catch you in like 2 years, and all of a sudden you're gonna be talking like a Top Boy episode.
No. Not unless we have some drinks. You know?
Yeah. That's another story.
Roy, go get the drinks. Roy, go get the drinks.
This used to, or I mean, just lately, we haven't
been
partaking in, like, you know, we would, the bar across the street.
We finished,
you know,
a bottle before. I'm just kidding.
They've been closed more often, and I think it's because of us, because we would go there, you know, have a couple drinks, come back here, maybe have, like, another pour. So we've kind of slowed things down.
Yeah, the first two episodes, I kind of remember doing them.
When we first started,
it was just us two.
Roy, it was producer bad. Producer Roy is a bad, is just producer a bad, and we're very coaxable. Like we'll say, like, oh,
he
no,
just
you know,
pull up and just put
we can't,
it on
we can't
table.
Be drinking. We're gonna be serious for this podcast. He'll be like, all right, let's do a shot.
And then we're like, all seven, right,
fine,
shots.
Let's
in.
Do it. You know, like, let's do it.
And then I become a galaxy meme.
Do you guys have like a favorite cocktail of your? Are you just like straight shots? Like, what is everybody's like vibes?
Whatever bottle's open.
My go-to drink is like a Paloma.
Okay.
I'm a tequila girl, so tequila for me.
I'm just now getting into tequila.
Yeah,
a little bit more.
It's good. You know, it does the job, and then it does even more after.
Right.
One or two shots.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. I love Palomas, tequila for sure. But I also do love micheladas. Like, micheladas for me are everything. Like, I can have it on the side with like my dinner, lunch, breakfast.
Yeah, she didn't say that first because she doesn't consider that a cocktail. That's like a soft drink.
That's just
you know, that's like a soda. That's soda with alcohol.
It's like a little warm-up drink.
You know, it's a little warm-up, but definitely tequila for me.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm more, so like cocktails, I like, I've started to enjoy more Negronis now. And because, I don't know, like at first, like they're kind of like a very, very bitter, but then I've really enjoyed that. I like old fashions. Margaritas are always great. But if we're just talking like alcohol to drink, like it's whiskey, and I can't
it's crazy because before we started this pot, whiskey was tasting actually now it's sweet.
Yeah.
Like it's fun, like
we yeah, so I'm gonna like Roy is to not blame but blame to credit.
Roy.
To credit Roy, and now like, you know, like I enjoy like a nice whiskey.
Yeah.
Whereas before it was like, you know, yeah, exactly. I'm just gonna shoot this down because it's more of an efficiency thing than anything. But yeah.
Julio drinks whatever's in front of him.
You know what?
I just get the party going. Like, hey, you want a shot?
No shame.
Julio's like, he's the life of the party. You know?
Yeah. You got tequila? That's tequila it up. Whiskey? That's whiskey
mezcal.
It up.
Mezcal.
Not mezcal. I cannot do mezcal. No.
You've done mezcal.
Yeah, but I hate it. Like,
yeah. Everyone has the one. Everyone has the one that is like off the table.
Yeah, mezcal's off the table. Like, yeah. One time I drank it and it was like three shots and I was already done. Like, I'm not doing this again. Like, I don't like how I felt. Yeah. How quick I felt that drug.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no more mezcal.
Mezcal's all right. And like a cocktail, like a mezcal marg is pretty good. I enjoy it.
I'm not a fan of
but
no,
it's,
I'm not.
He's
not
like, I'm good.
It. No, I
yeah,
do.
And I become a person that I don't like.
and then he goes missing for like a week. You don't hear from him.
Oh, dude.
How did I end up in Vegas?
comes onto the podcast and he sounds like, We've had a couple episodes where, you know, like the audio, like people are hitting me up like, yo, like what's good with Julio?
Like, is he okay?
COVID.
Oh my God.
He blames it. Yeah, he shows, calls work and be like, I can't make it. You know, like, and they believe him. Cause
I've
like,
got symptoms.
He lying.
Sorry, we'll bleep that part out.
I gotta be at work tomorrow.
No, this is like three jobs ago. Like, yeah, you're fine.
Four.
Yeah, four jobs. Yeah. Eli.
Like, make sure to cut that out.
Let's clip that. Actually, never mind.
Let me go work out my resume once I get home. I'll be job hunting soon.
You're a great job hunter, though.
Yeah,
like,
you are. He's.
If you need any tips for job hunting,
like five jobs in 3 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And not like in a bad way too.
He knows what he wants, you know?
That's so cool.
Offer me more money, I'm going with you.
Simple man.
I'm a simple man. Give me money, I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, going back to, you know, you and the things you do, Jess, what has it been like covering, you know, becoming the content creator that you are? And then more specifically, I think for me, my curiosity is like, what's it been like for you as a woman covering content for a team that you love, but it's also like, obviously, as we know, dominantly like male fixated, and like the passion comes from men. What has that been like for you?
Yeah, it's been it's one of those things where it's kind of like what people would think it is. It's difficult because people don't usually, some men don't take my opinion seriously. Mm-hmm. Some people only want to work with you because of what you look like, you know, so it's, you have to really kind of like sift through these opportunities and be like, do I actually think this person is wanting to work with me because of what I'm saying or because of something else?
Mm-hmm.
Some people just completely disregard what you have to say because you're a woman, whatever, keep talking. Mm-hmm. You know, I continue to do what I do because there are a lot of people that respect what I do. And there are a lot of men that rate my opinions and have been watching my show long enough to know that they're like, she knows what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. So there will always be people, doubters, and people that are like, oh, she's a woman, I'm not trying to listen to it. But there will always be more people, I feel like, that give you a chance. And as long as you know what you're talking about, they'll listen. You know, so it's something that I went into and I knew what I was getting into and I knew that it was going to be difficult. But I've been surprised by the amount of men that have been very supportive from a real place, from an honest place, from a, like a, she knows what she's talking about, so I'm listening to her place. And I think it just shows that not everybody is bad. You're gonna always come up against people that don't rate what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Who cares? You know, there's gonna be enough people that really do rate you. Now, do I get like my fair share of like weird DMs and stuff like that? Hell yeah. And I'm like, please stop, sir.
Oh my God.
Sir.
Today.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode is brought to you by our friends at Tricor Sports. Tricor Sports is where the value of passion, loyalty, and respect are not just words, but a way of life. These jerseys are more than just clothing. They're a tribute to the timeless spirit of the beautiful game. When you wear one, you're not just representing a team, you're showcasing your unwavering passion for soccer, a sport that transcends borders. The retro soccer jerseys offer the perfect blend of nostalgia and modern comfort. You'll not only look the part, but feel the passion, loyalty, and respect every time you put one on. If you need custom uniforms, they also offer that too. Their soccer uniforms are crafted with the finest quality materials, offering unmatched comfort, breathability, and flexibility. Whether you're a local club, school team, or professional organization, they cater to all levels of play. Every player deserves to feel like a pro, and the uniforms provide just that with a wide range of vibrant colors and sleek designs, allowing you to customize your uniforms to match your team's identity. Your players will feel united and confident, knowing they look sharp and stand out on the pitch. You can contact them through their website at www.tricoresports.com to discuss your team's requirements and get a step closer to victory. Passion, loyalty, and respect. That is Tricore Sports.
What's the weirdest?
Here we go. Here
I
we
just
go.
Had to know.
What Arsenal player?
So, oh, my goodness. I mean, when I tell you, it's just like people that will message me every day about random stuff. Like, just like, why are we not doing this? Just why do you think that? I'm just like, I've never answered you before. I'm not going to answer you now. Yeah. Like, I'm not here to just like back and forth with you. But it's just, I was telling a girl the other day, because she had just started her YouTube channel, and she was like, what do you do when there's all these like weirdos and stuff like that? I'm like, yeah, just ignore them. You know, ignore them. They're probably just in their weird way trying to tell you that they like you. Mm-hmm. They don't mean any harm by it. Most people don't. But you just have to keep going. And there's enough women out there that are really like breaking barriers out there that you can see that there's a path. You just have to be patient. And also ignore the people that don't like what you're saying and just keep going. I think people get easily deterred by the few people that don't like what they're saying and don't listen enough to the people that do. And I focus only on the people that rate what I'm saying and give me good feedback. They don't always have to agree, but those are the people that I focus on. The haters are people that are like, get back in the kitchen or go make me a sandwich. I don't listen to you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to you. So, yeah, it's all about having a little bit of backbone and focusing on the positive. And it's hard. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always going to be people that don't like what you're saying. But in order to be in this industry, I do think you have to have very thick skin. Mm-hmm. You have to really be willing to do the work and ignore some of the stuff that you hear. But if you're willing to do that, you can make it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, every once in a while you'll run into like a creative diss that you're like, damn, man, like you can't help but like be like, yo, man. Like,
what was that comment on TikTok? Hey, you guys, not even English, stick to like football or something.
Well, so there's stuff like that, which is like the common stuff where it's right. Like, you know, leave the football to us. You can have basketball, you can have baseball. Yeah. Like, dude, stick to that stuff. But then like I'm trying to think of one where I was like, dang, man. Like, I think it was one of the first YouTube videos that we posted, and it was like, damn, it looks like y'all ate an urban pitch. And I was like, dang, bro. Like, and at the time, like, you know, it was like post COVID, so like gained some weight, and I was like, yo, damn, so man. What? Like, I can't deny it. That was a good one, but like, you know, it's obviously, like,
hey, at least
you know,
watching.
You gotta keep it pushing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100%, especially like the faceless, nameless,
right.
On socials.
Yeah, for real.
You have nothing on your profile. I have like my real name,
right.
Where I'm from, everything. People really know who I am, so I'm putting myself out there. You're not. So
it's always
why
the footballer profile.
Yeah,
pictures,
man. Yeah, no the problem. What is it called? The stands. They come for you for like the ones that are like, but not the positive ones. The ones that just. Are
trolls.
Waiting the trolls, the ones that are waiting to just come
Pulisic,
at you.
The Pulisic trolls. They came after Bridget
they
once.
Did.
And
what'd you do, girl?
She called him mid.
She called him basic. And then they went after him.
He's, you know, like he's a basic. I wasn't talking about him as a player. I was just
like
saying
basic
representation in terms of the U.S. Because I think that we have a lot of, we have more players on the U.S. team now that are men of color. You know, that should get recognition and should be shown as also the face of the U.S., not just Pulisic.
And then she
you,
took a
y'all
picture.
Y'all want to get into U.S. men's national team?
No,
yeah,
no,
we
and
can.
Then we can, but like before, let her finish her story. Like before, like she did all that. Then she took a picture with him at the AC Milan.
AC Milan event.
And that's what they came after her. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, all that trash they were talking.
Yeah,
and then
yeah, yeah.
They went after her. It,
yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
But, wow. I mean. They're still commenting, like
they still comment,
but not even
still,
about.
Yeah.
So it's not even about her
pretty
anymore.
Pretty funny.
One
they're
of them
talking
was rude.
About. They're talking about like Pulisic's like supposed girlfriend, and dude, I like the side conversation that's going on in there. It's like, yo, you guys need to go outside. You guys, please,
put in your own profile,
touch some grass.
It's a conversation
like,
in the conversation,
you know, like,
within another conversation.
It's crazy, but yeah. U.S. men's national team like stands. They're interesting, interesting group.
They
sure.
really are. There was. You know, because obviously, like, Balogun was playing for Arsenal, mm-hmm. and, like, during preseason, the U.S. men's national team fans were, like, very much so, like, hating Arsenal because they were like, Balogun needs to be free. He needs to be away from Arteta and this horrible institution of Arsenal because not getting playing time, and he says he's only worth 20 million, so Arsenal should just let him go for that. How about you mind your business, okay? Arsenal doesn't need to be selling Balogun for nothing less than what they feel like he's worth, okay? U.S. men's national team, you just got Balogun. He just showed up. Yeah. Why are you speaking right now?
Dude, it's crazy.
They are so...
What a baller.
They're so talkative. Like, they're so, like, it's crazy. And I understand that, like, everybody wants to, like, back their players and stuff like that. But I do feel like sometimes people go overboard. And I'm surprised that... I'm actually not surprised that Pulisic has such, like, a... beaverish like
cult
fan
following.
Base yeah. cult following yeah, yeah. I'm not yeah. surprised because he's like that guy
yeah
so if right. he they must hate Chelsea they oh, must hate Chelsea yeah because yeah, yeah. the way that they were acting about Arsenal was like calm down
yeah, yeah. they will yeah. come for you
you don't and know this man yeah.
once the algorithm takes you there you just get drowned into it
yeah.
I felt like I couldn't come out of yeah, it
oh yeah. my goodness
it was just going
I was just liking everybody's comment
Julio was like Julio was egging him on from his he actually had two Pulisic burners that
oh,
he was
no,
is that the best joke you got? What's wrong here?
Say something else.
Hey guys, look how many views we got. Doing no, it for the algorithm.
Imagine that
us.
Was just one little clip. I can't like that was one little clip, one experience for me. And I don't we you know, we have our podcast, we have our fun here. But like what do you do knowing that like you do content on the daily and you're putting yourself out there in multiple platforms? Like, do you have a routine? How do you keep yourself together? Like, what is it that you do for yourself?
I want to be able to tell you guys that I have like this whole routine and I have like this well thought out thing. I don't. Like, I spend all day every day kind of like watching football, enjoying football, loving the game, whether it's women's, whether it's whatever, I'm just fully immersed in it. And so I think my obsession with the game keeps me going and keeps me energized for it. I don't really have any like off time where I'm not thinking about it, I'm not doing it. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is like create content, make clips, all this kind of stuff. And so I wish I could say, like, I have like this thing where to like unwind or get away from it all or whatever. I don't. I'm fully immersed in it and I love it. And until I burn myself out, I guess I'm just going to keep going. But I've never loved anything more than I've loved this game. And so every day for me is like a blessing to be able to make money from talking about something that I love. So I never complain. I never like get up and think like, oh, you know, I have to do, because I could be doing something else.
Right.
You know, this is like a real blessing for me. So I don't really have any special answer for a break or keeping myself going, because it's just such a blessing to do this, because I didn't know what I was going to be doing. Like I said, during COVID, I was very lost. Like, I was very in a low spot where I was like, oh, is this really where I want to be? Is this really what I want to do? Like, I'm a creative person, but do I really want to design websites? I fell into this, and I do feel like the universe, you know, whoever you pray to, whatever, God has put me in a position now. It's like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Every day I wake up, I feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So don't have a routine. Love it. You put a soccer game in front of me, I am in it. You know, you put anything in front of me, I'm in it, because I love it so much, y'all.
And I think you're keeping it real. Like, as much as other people could have, and we could hold routines, like, the reality is, like, you can't ever escape the good and the bad of things.
I mean, there's bad days, there's good days, and you know, my boyfriend's the same way. Like, he, from the minute he wakes up to the minute he goes to bed, it's all football, all soccer, all content, all the time. And so when you're a content creator, I do think you find it difficult to shut off. And so it's not really like a part-timey thing for me personally, because it's just ever present. But I love it, so it works, you know. I don't really have that many other hobbies. Like, this is just it for me. I guess if I could add anything in, would be playing. I don't really play anymore. That's probably the one thing that sometimes I'm like, you got to figure out a way to, like, get into a league or something like that. But again, it would still be soccer related. What else is it going to be? I just love it.
Eat, live, breathe soccer.
What was the highest level of soccer did you play?
College. I went to Georgia State, and I played there. I had a scholarship and I loved it. The only thing is, like, I will say that I didn't finish all 4 years, and I don't think, like, I haven't really, it's weird, I haven't really, like, spoke about it, like, out loud before, like, in a long time to anybody that I don't really know that well. But I played at Georgia State. I only played for 3 years. I had a fallout with the coach. And to this day, because of the way that I ended, I still have dreams about playing. but I never kicked a ball again because of how bad it was, the fallout. Damn. And so I think that that's definitely something that I want to get over, because I was just like, I was so hurt by the way that it ended, and I love the sport so much, and like, I can only imagine what somebody that got to the top level goes through when they lose it. Mm-hmm. Because I, to this day, you guys, I'm telling you, like, at least once or twice a week, I have dreams of playing and it ending, and like, it's just, yeah. So that's definitely something that I want to add back in, but I was so hurt that I was like, I just felt like I could never kick the ball again.
Dang, that's sad. Yeah, we gotta get her back into it.
Yeah, Julio asked that question just to see if like
you're available.
You could play on his
co-ed team.
On his
I'm retired as well.
I don't even know if I can run anymore. Can I kick a ball?
I cannot run anymore either. I'm retired.
No,
I just go and get violin with other people. So yeah. I don't even want to play no more.
Julio's like minutes played to yellow card accumulation is like.
The minute we got a comment on one of our videos saying, "Hey, I know that guy. He got a yellow card against us." I'm like, "Yeah, I shouldn't be paying
for that." You gotta hang him up.
I gotta hang him up.
Yep, that was me.
I get to a point where like, I play college as well. Nice. I get to a point where I get competitive and my body can't do what it used to do. Man. So I'm just like, so I'm like, might as well not even go no more. Like, I don't even want to do it just to get hurt. People gotta go work the next day.
I was never a stranger to a yellow card, so
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. You know, a little this, you know, a little that.
Yeah, we should.
A little hip check. Yeah,
yeah. A little touch never hurt nobody. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
We should. You know what we should do? We should do like a little I don't know what we would call, like a soccer tournament, soccer thing, like urban futsal soccer tourney with all the guests we've had on our podcast, just all hang out and play soccer and just play against each other and vibe out.
Who's gonna help me when I? It's a lot of pros.
Now we'll have a trainer on site.
We'll have two divisions.
Tattoo,
like
yeah.
Us.
Tattoo. Yeah, Tattoo will be there. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we have a friend who's really good at like.
Yeah, he's
like, if you're with him and you're like, damn, like my knee hurts, and he's like, yeah, what happened? Tell me, and let me see, I could help you, and like he'll get into it. Yeah,
he's
like
he's a physical therapist.
Yeah, he's a Mr.
Miyagi hands.
Yeah. Yeah, he got the magic hands. Yeah,
come on, man.
Oh my god, I can't ever say anything. You see, this is why I need other female energy around here.
This guy's crazy.
You know what? The funny part is that it's rarely him. It's usually him that says things.
I know.
It wasn't me. This
it was you.
No. I said, never mind.
We'll keep it moving.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But it got to the point where we just look at each other and it's,
I know,
it's
yeah,
off.
It's bad. It's bad. It's really bad. But, you know.
I like how you're ganging up on my girl.
Yeah. Thank you. See?
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
No. Like this.
No.
Right. Exactly.
She was trying to be part of One Set Football since the beginning of the day.
Yo. Chill out. Come on. No.
Listen.
Bridget. She was trying to jump shit from the day one.
Bridget is always about. She'll make fun, like, these two will gang up on me and it's fine, you know, I'll take it, like I'll fight back, it's cool. We'll gang up on him and, you know, he's cool with it, like he's fine, but the second we start going on her, it's like, man, this
because
is
it's really technically two against one.
Oh. Yeah, right? It's not technically two.
And that's
against
how the numbers
one.
Work.
No.
wait, how is it if you guys gang up on me, how's that
because
not two
the majority
one?
Of the time it's you two against me. Yeah.
It's not. No.
It is.
Since I've been here, that's how it's been.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
God. There you go. Right, there we go.
Hey,
you
know,
women stick together. I love this.
You know what?
We're witnessing, okay?
The fine. Facts speak for themselves, okay, guys? So
we have a whole archive that you can go through of you guys just straight up just.
They're right. They're right.
Fine, but
yeah,
you
they're right.
Yeah,
right. You got it.
No,
I'll give it to you.
Just before we have you go, what are your thoughts on the current Arsenal squad right now? Because we've
lost today.
Yeah, yeah. They, tough
so
one.
Man United. Let's not go there.
Forget Newcastle.
I wanted to talk about this more, but I mean, obviously, all the other stuff was great. But what's your? Because obviously, last year, you know, things looked so great, and it, by and large, it was a successful season. But what are your thoughts on the squad this year, and what are they bringing to the table?
You know, Arsenal have gone through such a difficult low period over the last 10 years. So for me, just seeing a team that I actually really like has been great. You know, it's been great. I really connect with the players. I love them. Everyone from Bukayo Saka to Declan Rice coming in. Martin Odegaard is my favorite player. William Saliba, Gabriel, like the list goes on and on. I think most Arsenal fans would say right now that this is the most likable team that they've seen in a long time and they've connected to. The next step now is this team winning silverware, and I think that's kind of where we're at right now. We went out of the Carabao Cup today, which is a disappointment, but it's not the biggest trophy Arsenal and Arteta need to win now because that's what the club is about. So it's pressure. It's go time. But the team is more than capable of winning silverware. It's just about the mentality. And they're young, but I know that they can do it. So we're backing them. But it's a big year for Arsenal. And I do think that if we were to go silverware-less in this season, that there'll be some questions to be asked. But in regards to the team, this team is very good. I haven't seen an Arsenal team this good in a very long time. Been an Arsenal fan for a very long time, and it's just like, this is it. This is a team you have to win something with. So loving the team, but lots of pressure, I think. Yeah.
And I mean, obviously City is the standard that everybody's chasing. Y'all beat them. Or I guess we beat them too early in the season. So
you got to start repping, man.
Yeah. I need to. That we. So it's
it
more. It's still new. You know what I mean? So it's not like if I'm talking about the Lakers, it's always we. So yes. Like I need to get into that mentality of like you know it's we. So I mean you know took it to them earlier this season. What do you think? Like is it a possibility? Can we, you know, slay the Giants that's been running the league for the last, you know, 5-10 years?
You know, I think timing is so key. And, like, one of the biggest disappointments last season is I thought that it was a two-horse race and we came second.
Yeah.
And we were ahead for so long. This season is probably, is going to be the first season since probably the 2010s where there could actually be four teams that can win it. Unfortunately, Spurs look very strong.
Yeah. Super strong.
Yeah, Liverpool are back. You have Man City and you have Arsenal, and I think those are going to be the four teams fighting. So as much as I think Arsenal have a really good chance and beating Manchester City was important for us, I do think that we may have made it a lot more difficult not winning it when we should have. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's going to be even more difficult this time around. But Arsenal are in the mix. They're in the mix. Man City are still the biggest and most, I think, the team that are probably the most likely to win it. But let's see. Maybe Arsenal come out on top.
Yeah, but they don't look. Man City doesn't look as scary as they looked in previous years.
They never do. They never look good at the beginning of the season, and then all of a sudden,
they're finished last season was absurd.
Yeah, I mean, we were like, there's no way that they'll win 16 games in a row. And they sat there and won like 16 games in a row. You'll never look the same as you did the previous season without somebody like Gundogan. There's no Kevin De Bruyne right now because he's injured, but they'll get Kevin De Bruyne back.
Yeah.
As long as you have Haaland, you're on another planet, really.
Right.
And Pep just knows what to do. He's the best manager on the planet. And even with inferior players, I still feel like he can get them to win. You know, so that's really the difference, I think, becomes the manager. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what Arsenal can do, y'all. Yeah. Okay.
Figure it out, Arsenal.
That's
what they're saying. They say that. I feel like they say that.
I actually heard that there's probably a new contract for Pep. So I don't, why would you leave?
Yeah.
What else would you leave?
You know?
Coach the U.S.
Coach the U.S.
Oh, my gosh.
Here you go, Pep.
Y'all be serious.
Let's maybe not.
We need a coach with an accent.
Yeah. That's what we need just someone with an accent because it gives you more credibility regardless. Yeah.
Basically.
I was rooting for Thierry to be the coach, but it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Did not work out in
your
favor.
Y'all actually wanted Thierry Henry to be the coach.
I did.
The U.S. men's national
team. He was trying to manifest
it. I would like it for, you know, the vibes that he would bring, but I mean, you look at his managerial record and it's not promising. Right. So.
I love TT, but let's stick with the under-21s, the French under-21s, to see what you doing. Because he's not a great coach.
Yeah.
Y'all seen it?
Yeah, they were talking about to players and like he would get mad at them and then he would try to tell them to do something that they physically like they couldn't do it and like he would get angry at them when they weren't doing it and they'd be like tell him like I can't do it and then he would show it to them like easily and then, like he's like this is what you need
they're
to do
they're not doing. You Tier. Yeah. You can't honestly. Just dribble through five players and stick it in the top bins like it's not how it works.
There's a video that came out a few years back like he's coaching Montreal and then
and
he was like can you do a simple ball like yes how come you don't do it how come you don't do it
can one touch first touch
what can't you do first touch can like, you play first touch
nightmare
how come you don't do it
not everyone has it like him sadly.
I like him one day
and he's awesome on CBS too
he is great he's
a
great.
Really really good analyst now it's like he's really gotten a lot better too but coaching we still got a ways to go we still got a ways to go
No, but Jessica, thank you so much for joining. This
thank you for having me.
So much fun. Hour flew by, but You know, we really appreciate you coming on. We're big fans of what you've been doing.
Thank you.
We're going to continue to be tuning into everything you got going on. But tell them where they can find you and, you know, all your different platforms and everything.
Yeah. So if you want to get into the mess and you guys want to see me on a daily basis, I'm on She Knows Arsenal. So that's on YouTube. So you just type in She Knows Arsenal, I'll pop up. That's where I talk about Arsenal. And then for just like regular football stuff, you guys can follow me on Instagram at Jessica Black TV. And then on Twitter is where it gets really juicy. Jessica Black TV on Twitter. That's where I be at. That's where I be at. Yeah.
Unfiltered.
Come find it.
Unfiltered. Yeah. Exactly.
Verbal warfare back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where it goes down.
I'm going to make a fake football for Man U fans.
No, but this has been the Urban Pitch Podcast, a beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. Jessica Black, thank you so much for joining us. For Julio Matarosa, Bridget Flores, I'm Ramsey Abushala. Keep it tapped in. We got more things coming up. But until then, we'll see you next time.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.